Good afternoon, Dr. Schneider, dictating a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Gerald, G-E-R-A-L-D, Rosenthal. This goes to Dr. Pardee. On 7-26-22, Mr. Rosenthal performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was no significant airways obstruction. Period after bronchodilators, there was minimal improvement, period, compared to a study dated 7-20-21. There's been no significant change, period, new paragraph impression, normal study. Next. Pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on George Kastler. This goes to Dr. Girard. On 7-26-22, Mr. Kastler performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was no significant airways obstruction. Period, there was minimal air improvement after bronchodilators, period, compared to a prior study dated 1-11-22. There's been no significant change, period, new paragraph impression, normal study. Next is a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Peter Riley, R-I-L-E-Y. This goes to Dr. Bopuk. On 7-26-22, Mr. Riley performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was severely impaired, and there's a severe impairment in flow rates, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8, period. After bronchodilators, there was a good response. Leaving the patient with a moderate restriction and obstructive lung disease, period. Compared to a prior study dated 3-22-22, there's been some improvement in responsiveness to bronchodilators, period, new paragraph impression. Moderate to severe restriction with moderate to severe obstructive lung disease with a bronchospastic response showing some improvement. Next, 6-minute walk test on patient Eva Holmes. This goes to Dr. Bopuk. On 7-26-22, Mrs. Holmes performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, her rumor saturation was 98%, period. After walking 333 meters in 6 minutes, saturation was 96%, period. Nepagraph impression, moderate exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Mary Carolyn Harrison. This goes to Dr. Natalie Yount, NP. On 7-26-22, Mrs. Harrison performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired and there was a severe degree of airways obstruction, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8, period. There was no significant change after bronchodilators, period, compared to a prior study dated 3-1-22. There's been no significant change. Period, new paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a minimal bronchospastic component showing no significant change. Next, 6-minute walk test on Betty King. This goes to Dr. Edick, E-D-I-C-K. On 7-26-22, Mrs. King performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 94%, period. Period. After walking 168 meters, she desaturated to 87%, period. She was then given 2 liters of nasal oxygen, resumed walking, and was able to ambulate 53 meters with a saturation of 92%, period. New paragraph impression. Severe exercise intolerance with demonstrable hypoxemia showing improvement with oxygen, period. Next. 6-minute walk test on Linda Willis. This goes to Dr. Galfier. On 7-26-22, Mrs. Willis performed the 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 95%, period. After walking 217 meters in 6 minutes, the saturation was 94%, period. New paragraph impression. Severe exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia, period. Next is a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Mary Jacobs. This goes to Laura Baxley, Baxley, on 7/26/22, Mrs. Jacobs performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired. Without significant airways obstruction, period, although the air velocity index was less than 1, comma, the ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was greater than 0.8, period. After bronchodilators, there was a poor effort. Hearing a paragraph impression. Mild restriction without significant airways obstruction with poor effort after bronchodilators. Period. Next is a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Herschel, H-E-R-S-H-E-L, Gaw, G-A-W. This goes to Dr. Pogodina. On 7/26/22, Mr. Gaw performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired without significant airways obstruction or bronchoreactivity period. The paragraph impression, minimal restriction without airways obstruction and without bronchoreactivity period. Next is a 6-minute walk test on John Shaw. This goes to Dr. Christos Vaughn. On 7/26/22, Mr. Shaw performed a 6-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulation, room air saturation was 93%, period. After walking 89 meters in 2 minutes and 1 second, he desaturated 87%, period. He stopped the test due to being dyspneic and desaturated. Period. A paragraph impression, severe exercise intolerance with demonstrable hypoxemia. Thank you.